3-2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Donna Sirimana. The number of people seeking asylum in Australia has hit a six-year high. According to SMH The Age, a record 117,000 people are at our shores awaiting their fate as huge backlogs expose the immigration system to exploitation. The list of people in limbo is growing by about 1,000 every month. The Quad Summit meeting has begun in the US state of Delaware at President Joe Biden's old high school. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has joined his Indian and Japanese counterparts to discuss issues of regional importance, including defence, trade and climate change. In his opening remarks, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked President Biden for setting up the Quad.
Under your leadership, in 2021, the first summit was held, and in such a short span of time, we have enhanced our cooperation in every sphere in ways unprecedented.
Israeli forces and Hezbollah have carried out some of the heaviest attacks since the start of the Gaza conflict. The IDF is warning of a possible Hezbollah attack within a short time frame in retaliation to strikes and the detonation of communication devices over recent days. The Israeli government is extending emergency guidelines for civilians, limiting public and outdoor gatherings. Also making news, the United States has approved a nasal spray flu vaccine for self-administration, making it the first of its kind. The coalition is considering an overhaul of the beer excise as the price of a schooner skyrockets. Health experts are calling on the federal government to invest in preventative public health measures. A Public Health Association of Australia study reveals less than 2% of government spending goes toward health efforts like infectious and chronic disease protection. Chief Officer Professor Terry Shevin says the current spending only works as a temporary fix.
We're pouring billions and billions and billions of dollars into hospitals, doctors and treatments and drugs. Where we could slightly shift our investment and get a better outcome. People would be healthier and live longer.
To sport, Brisbane will face off against Sydney in the AFL Grand Final. The Lions defeated Geelong by 10 points in a tense match in front of 96,000 people at the MCG. The Roosters have defeated the Seagulls 48-16 at Sydney Football Stadium. The All Blacks have held on for a 31-28 win over the Wallabies in Sydney. Australia's Bledisloe Cup drought continues, having not held the prestigious trophy since 2002. That's news and sport.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Sydney Olympic Park, a special event at a core stadium from 9 a.m. this morning. Expect delays approaching Olympic Park, including the M4, Homebush Bay Drive, Concord Road and Lane Cove Road. In Glebe, there's roadworks closing Wentworth Park Road in both directions between Bridge Road and Bridge Lane. This September, thousands of Australians are taking 10,000 steps a day to raise vital funds for people living with cerebral palsy. September, proudly supported by Storage King, station sponsor. I'm Thomas, that's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hi. 1032.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Whitsand, Morning Devotions. I asked the question yesterday, why do we try to walk through life alone? Walking through life on your own. I don't think sometimes we think through these issues. We might be busy, you know, we're working flat out, or we say, look, I'm a self-made person, I don't need anyone else, and we develop a tough exterior that says, don't mess with me, I don't need you. But I want to suggest this morning it's really only a cover-up. We need others all through life because there is built in us a fundamental need for other people, because that's the way God made us. Sometimes we say our temperament gets in the way. I'm too shy, I'm introverted, I'm not cut out to mix with others. And I've heard that comment many times. Or we're a bit fearful of meeting other people. That's just the way I am. So we convince ourselves that others just won't accept us, and we decide, well, look, I'm not very interesting, I'm really nobody. But the truth is that others are often more accepting of us than we are of ourselves, and we condemn ourselves, and in that process we lose perspective of what's true and real. Hopefully, somewhere along that process, someone will come along and tell you that God loves you and that God himself can give you his grace and peace. There's the fear of sharing ourselves, and it could be based on past experiences. You may have been rejected, abandoned, or worse still, may have been abused by others. So we certainly don't want that happening. And many of us, I think, have been burned in the past with these negative feelings, and those feelings can linger on for many years. So we say, I'm never getting near people again who can hurt me. So what happens? We don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable anymore. There's the excuse, I'm too busy. There's too much happening in my working life. Maybe things will settle down one day, but of course they never do. We've made up our mind that we're just a self-made person. And of course that can be a fairly exhausting process. And sometimes we may yearn for contact with somebody, that there's too much going on in our brains. And we need what's called soul refreshment. And I believe that God gives that to us direct from himself, his Holy Spirit, but also through other people. So what do we do? Well, Charles Swindoll has written a book, and written many books actually, and one of them's called Day by Day, and he maintains that we should have a priority to have authentic relationships with some people. Of course, you can't do that with everybody. This is what Chuck Swindoll says. Nobody is a whole team. We need each other. You need someone, someone needs you. We're not isolated islands. And to make this thing called life work, we've got to lean and support, relate, respond, give and take, confess and forgive, reach out and embrace, since none of us is a whole, independent, self-sufficient, super capable, all-powerful hotshot. Let's stop acting like we are. Life's only enough without our playing that silly role. The game's over, he says. Let's link up. So I think that's a very good, straightforward way of expressing it. Perhaps you've heard the suggestions, why don't you join a club? Or you could do some travelling. Well, they're pretty good ideas, actually, but they're not solutions to the problem of loneliness. They're probably things that you need to break free from thinking. And you could ask God to show you a way. Identify what it is that's holding you back. Sometimes you need to accept what can't be changed, and then what can be changed. Sometimes destructive self-talk can get in the way. Look at the way you are from God's perspective. Study the Bible. Meditate on those verses that tell you who you are. Make a point of getting out of the house, say, once a week. Attend church or community functions. Get involved in some class. So in that way, you can develop new habits that build up your inner self. Start exercising. And aloneness can be a very positive experience, actually, because it can help you, if you use it right, help you to study the things that really matter. Make an effort to make new friends. So I'm saying that loneliness can be overcome. The Bible says, as the psalmist expressed it, the Lord will fulfill his promise for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. That's Psalm 138, verse 8. So God can actually help you. Well, Lord, It's so easy to destroy a good relationship with a friend by something I don't say. Lord, may I try to get on with others, to build others up, and help myself in that process. Amen.
I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Just one word, you calm the storm that surrounds me. Just one word, the darkness has to change. Just one touch, I feel the presence of heaven. Just one touch, my eyes were open to see. My heart can't help but believe. There's nothing that God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name.
Nothing that our God can't do. On Hope 103.2, it's Passion Sharma with you for your Sunday morning. And there is a survey that's just been done about what bosses think of people in their workplace. And there is a consensus on Gen Z. I'll let you know what it is after Ed Sheeran. This one's called Photograph.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes.
is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. It's the only thing that I know, no. I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. Can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed inside these pages. You just hold. Back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Hope 1032.
Now, more than ever before.
How did I ever get this far? After all I've been through, still you hold my heart. How did you pull me through the dark? If it weren't for you, the healing couldn't start. I never knew I could find peace until you found me. Showed me who I could be. And now I know that this is the good. Me dead inside. You gave me the truth when I had lies. Showed me you're the only one who satisfies. I never knew I could find peace until you found me. Showed me who I could be. And now I know that this.
did something that was way beyond me. I'm finally living with the heart that is free. Out of the dark, right where you want me to be. And now I know that this is the good.
The Young Escape, that one, is called Good Life on Hope 103.2, and a new study has found that bosses aren't too impressed by Gen Z's lack of readiness to work, with 75% of companies surveyed finding that Gen Z tends to be unsatisfactory workers. So this was a study that was done by Intelligent.com, and they said that for Gen Z workers, hiring decisions and whether or not they think people will become leaders from Gen Z is very, very low. So apparently Gen Z has issues with performance. There is also lack of motivation, inadequate communication skills, and unprofessional behavior, as well as the inability to manage workloads, missing deadlines, arriving late to work. Now, I feel like it's rude to generalize a whole generation just based on a few people. I probably am part of that inadequate communication category, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, Gen Z is not ready to work. This is the future generation. These are going to be the future bosses one day. So take a chance on Gen Z. Make sure to train them to whatever capacity that you can so that in future, everything will sort of fall into place for them.
Hope 103.2.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without wanting love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's alright with me.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Me.
Hope 1032.
I was there on the day that your world changed. You were scared, unprepared, feel the heartbreak. Everything you knew faded out of you. Stole a piece of you. If I could, oh, I would be a hero. Be the one who would take all the arrows, save you from the pain, carry all the weight. But I know that you're brave.
Fight on, fighter. Don't let anyone steal your fire. Down. Let it breathe, give it wings, set it free now. Time to make your mark, break the prison bars, show them who you are.
Throwback from For King and Country here on Hope 1032. It's Fight On Fighter. And hey, make sure to take full advantage of the free train fare that is happening this weekend. Today is the last day for it. So if you don't even need to take the train, why don't you just explore around Sydney? This is the perfect opportunity to do so using the railway.
Hi, I'm Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiralling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion, but instead it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
I'm Sherry from Living Hope Funerals. Losing someone you love can be overwhelming, I know. That's why we're here, to serve your family with genuine Christian care. We look after every detail, listen and be supportive to bring you a real sense of hope, comfort and God's love, making a very hard time that tiny bit easier.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor, Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
Hollywood smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy tea, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
How many Facebook friends do you have? One of my friends has 685. Another friend has none. She lasted about 3 weeks on Facebook before deciding she didn't want any at all. Google says the average number of Facebook friends is just over 100. My latest count is 1,826. My childhood self would have been very happy about that. These days, the number of my Facebook friends doesn't matter to me. What matters is those friends in my inner circle. God made a beautiful world and pronounced it good. But when he saw Adam alone in the midst of it, he said, it wasn't good. We are not made to be alone. That means when everything else is good, a great job, plenty of money, a lovely home, but if I'm alone, I have nothing. God's solution comes in the form of another person, usually more than one. They are his voices of wisdom, his tool of instruction, and his hugs of comfort. Who is in your inner circle? Who are the people you turn to? The ones you trust with your heart and destiny. Pray for them. Invest in them. Thank God for them. For without them, this beautiful world we live in is not good. This is Tanya Harris of GodConversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
We are too bad.
hope, we'll bring it.
Hope 103.2.
All this feels strange and untrue, and I won't waste a minute without you. My bones ache, my skin feels cold, and I'm getting so tired and so old. I want so much to open your eyes, 'cause I need you to look into mine. Don't get your soul or your fire. Take my hand, not your fingers through mine, and we'll walk from this dark room for the last time. I want so much to open your eyes, 'cause I need to look into mine.
Skate Park, Hope 103.2.
My mother was a sunshine soldier. Every day was a dream come true. She said that we were blessed by the breath deep inside us. She could make the colors in the sky turn blue. She said, honey, what you gonna do today? You're second guessing every single move you make. You're definitely gonna have some very hard days, but I'll be right here for you. And she said, before I go, there is one thing you should know. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people.
you're gonna be a light in a cold world. You got extra love pumping up in your veins. To my people feeling down, to my people feeling empty, I got so much of this love, I gotta give it away. Hey honey, what you gonna do today? You're second guessing every single move you make. You're definitely gonna have some very hard days, but I'll be right here for you. And she said before I go, there is one thing you should know. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. 'Cause in the end, the love we taste got nothing on the love we make. So give love.
Yeah.
Give love.
And you know I got you. Yeah. Yeah.
Put this on repeat. It's so elementary. Just that 1 + 1 = 2. You sprinkle love that equal 3. Maybe that's the remedy. Blind man, he can even see. If you wanna cook it up, well then I know the recipe. It's that L-O-V-E. I know you see me. Down the avenue, they hate him throwing a piece. That my own reply. You know I don't even try. Yeah, I give that love, I get that love. I know the reason why.
I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all.
Andy Grammer on Hope 103.2, Sharma with you, and a new episode of the Brendan and Danny Bell podcast dropped on Friday. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcasts from. It is honestly a really great listen. There's the best of the best from the week that's been.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
So, how's your quote going for your frames and trusses?
Still waiting.
Try MCM Frame and Truss.
Why?
Well, they're quick to respond with competitive quotes and have great standard inclusions like termite-treated timber.
Sounds like MCM Frame and Truss really know how to keep it simple.
For a quick turnaround of your quote with great standard inclusions at competitive prices, the choice is simple. Visit mcmframes.com.au. Station sponsor.
Here's principal of station sponsor Wycliffe Christian School, David Johnston.
We're a learning community in the beautiful Lower Blue Mountains with a Christ-centred heartbeat. From preschool to year 12, our focus is promoting rich and intentional learning. Our staff are passionate about helping our students find their place in God's world and investing in their God-given gifts. Wycliffe is accepting enrolments, so come and talk with us about how we can partner with you on your child's educational journey.
For details, Google Wycliffe Christian School.
Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching, helping you face any career challenge with confidence. Our dedicated team is ready to provide you with unlimited career coaching for 6 months. So talk to us about career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching. With over 20 years experience, station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching are your trusted career coaching team. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
Hope 103.2.
If I'm being honest, I didn't think you'd stay with all my problems. I was so afraid that when you saw them, you would turn your back on me and leave. 'Cause in the silence, my insecurities are like a siren taking over me.
When I feel pressure,
Hope.
103.2.
Falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby. Giving up my ghost for you. Now I'm see-through. You give me a feeling, feeling so strong.
Cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the street.
the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Donna Sirimanna. The Prime Minister says he's looking forward to enacting practical initiatives to ensure security and peace in the Indo-Pacific as this year's Quad Summit talks draw to a close. In opening remarks, Anthony Albanese acknowledged the importance of unity among Australia, the US, India and Japan. Mr. Albanese says he intends to strengthen ties with the Quad during this year's summit.
Partnerships like the Quad are crucial, providing us with an avenue to discuss shared responsibilities and goals and strengthening the enduring relationships necessary for lasting stability, which is why we commit today to continue to work with our Indo-Pacific neighbours, our friends and our partners.
Australian police are seeking to extradite a man from Italy to face charges over the Easy Street murders in Melbourne, cracking a nearly 50-year-old cold case. The 65-year-old suspect is a dual citizen of Australia and Greece and was arrested at Rome Airport on Friday. 27-year-old Suzanne Armstrong and her housemate Susan Bartlett were stabbed to death in 1977, their bodies found 3 days later. Miss Armstrong's sister Gail says she always had faith in the police.
Yeah, I just thought one day. And he did promise me that he was going to knock on my door. It is unbelievable. I knew that it would happen one day.
Cheaper beer could be a part of the coalition's election policy. If elected, the party pledges to drop the price of a schooner, with inflation pushing up the sting of tax on alcohol. Nationals leader David Littleproud says it's small businesses who are impacted the most.
When you have small family businesses who are publicans, that's effectively who runs our pubs out there, and they're the cornerstone of our communities. It's responsible on all of us to look at this when we continue to see that excise go up on alcohol.
Also making news, Israel has placed restrictions on northern